Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline. And I have to tell a couple of quick stories here. Joining us now is Angela Showalter. Her big event, the Kids Peace 5K, coming up this Saturday, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And Angela, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's funny. Jay just called, and your husband picks up. I don't know how many times this has happened, but we were calling to speak to you, the other Showalter, not to Buck.
That will happen probably once a year. You can have that happen.
Well, it's certainly great to talk to you. And I know you are kind of the leader of all the Orioles wives, and rightly so. And you'll have a new addition soon, and news that has broken today, although I know it was out there kind of for 24 hours or so. But Adam Jones now engaged. So that's exciting news.
Well, I approve. Actually, Audie texted me earlier today and said, we are engaged. And I got a picture of the beautiful ring. Adam did good. He has good taste.
He has good taste. We were waiting for that to become public knowledge. You never know with these things, but it's out there. So Adam Jones is officially engaged. Going to your big event, and the key thing here is Friday at Dempsey's Brew Pub. We'll be broadcasting live from there. And you can register for the 5K on Saturday morning. Tell us about the details, Angela.
Yes, we'll be out Friday evening at Dempsey's for people to come pick up, who have already registered, to pick up their race packets, and they can come and register there. And we are thrilled to have One Main Financial as our presenting sponsor, and so we'll have a lot of people from One Main there. You can come Saturday morning if you don't choose to, you know, come if you have something else going on Friday night. You can come Saturday morning early, bright and early. I think the race starts at 8 o'clock, so you can come like as early as I believe.
6:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday morning to pick up, to register by 6:30, too.
So if you're just running, you're already registered, you can. The race starts at 8 at the ballpark. And I know you guys have been in Canton the last few years. Tell us about racing actually at Camden Yards and how unique that will be for those runners out there.
It's a really unique race. And we also have a walk, too. For I know some of you say, oh, I don't want to run. And if you don't want to walk or run, we still need volunteers. So one way or the other, you can come out and have a huge impact for Kids Peace. But I actually this summer ran, the Marquesas had a race with Casey's Cares, and I ran that particular race course. It's a really good race course. It's interesting. It's a great part of the city. You're right in the heart of Baltimore, which there are very few races that are ran downtown anymore. And then you finish on the outfield.
That is very, very cool. And Keith Mills will be there. I'll be there on Saturday to help support the cause. I'll be running as well. And most importantly, Angela, this is, of course, for Kids Peace. I know a charity that's very near and dear to your heart.
It is. I mean, everybody, you know, when you become involved in something, everybody has passion about what they've obviously become, you know, involved in. But, you know, these kids, can you imagine going through life and not really having a permanent home, you know, for your entire life, and some of these kids for a portion of your life. And so we're just trying to make, you know, an impact on these kids, because we've got to carry them to the next phase of life when they, you know, age out of foster care. They're out literally on their own without a support system. And I can promise you, I'm pretty sure that Brett, your parents are still pretty much, or you have family members involved in your life.
Very involved.
It's just something that, you know, these kids don't have that, and we're trying to make it, you know, that transition from out of a foster care, either group home or individual home, and transition out on their own.
It's a wonderful, wonderful cause and a great race. Again, it is the Trick or Trot 5K or 1 mile walk. And it is a Halloween event still, a couple of days after Halloween. So you can wear your costume. Last year, Angela, you'll probably remember a few people, runners, dressed as Orioles. I remember a very odd Matt Wieters costume where the guy actually looked interestingly like Matt Wieters.
He did, and he had a baby in the front of his catcher's mitt. And not only did he look like Matt Wieters, his girlfriend or significant other, his wife, looked like Maria Wieters. So, we moved it to, you know, November. It's right after Halloween. You know what? Every parent, you buy a Halloween costume, or even people who are not parents. So you might as well utilize it a couple of times. And so you can come out on Saturday and just carry October into it. Halloween into the 1st of November, 2nd of November, I should say.
And finally, Angela, has your husband decompressed since the end of the season yet?
He's decompressed. I mean, there's certain things. I will promise you, there's a whiteboard in his office here, even at our home in Texas, and it was erased immediately and relined, and you know, I had to help him put some tape on it to put the lines up, so he's already got that new roster format going.
Unbelievable. Angela Showalter, part of the Trick or Trot 5K and 1 mile walk at Oriole Park at Camden Yards coming up this Saturday. The proceeds will benefit Kids Peace Foster Care and community programs in Maryland and Washington, D.C. 6:30 registration on Saturday. Race time is at 8 and will be at Dempsey's Brew Pub from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for pre-race registration and a party at Dempsey's at Oriole Park at Camden Yards this Friday. And again, we'll be there live broadcasting. So we will talk to you then, Angela, and we can't wait.
Well, thanks to WBAL and you, Brett, and Mary Beth. You guys have been great. Ed, the whole crew, all the producers, you guys have, you know, really helped us get the word out there, and appreciate everything you do. And you know what they say about a party on Friday night? The more the merrier.
Absolutely. So. Well, you're wonderful, and it's a great, great cause, and we'll talk to you on Friday, Angela.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
That's Angela Showalter. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.